This is The OG Show with Theo G, TG, some say too good. This week, predictions 2023. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 = 7. That is next year. It's a 7 year. 2023, 2022 is just about done. Last week, we went over rich or wrecked, over things that happened in 2022. And now we're going to look forward and we're going to make predictions because here in the house, we've got some oracles. We have Alexandra Art and we have Vinny Venezuela. Thanks so much for coming on. And I'm going to start by asking a question. I'm going to ask what your prediction is. I'm going to ask what your prediction is for it. So let's go. Let me go. Drum roll. Imagine drum roll. Drum roll. Drum roll. Drum roll. Okay. We'll go with the fun one first. Alexandra, will AI replace us? What's your prediction? In next year, but it has to be only in next year, not eventually.
Okay, I think it's really general by us, the collective us, probably not yet. I think that in terms of certain roles, it's already replacing a lot of things. We have a joke that we have an intern, which is essentially our GPT-3, and it's definitely going to replace some copywriting positions, at least, like, yeah, definitely one of those.
All right, Vinny, what do you think? Is AI going to replace us next year?
It's such a philosophical question, you know? Like, I kind of feel like AI's already replaced most of our decision-making, especially when it comes to, like, the TikTok users and Instagram and all of that type of stuff, and even your Google search, you know? So I feel like it's on its way there, but yeah. No, I think ultimately AI is a tool. It's for our use, and if it takes all the shitty jobs, like marketing, copywriting, fine by me. But no, I don't think it's going to replace us in 2023.
Well, marketing, copywriting is a shitty job? What? That's total disrespect. What's going on?
All right,
here?
For me.
My prediction, it's not going to replace us. I think that what I've seen so far, and I think it'll continue all of 2023, is AI is going to distract us a lot. And from my perspective, it's mostly used as entertainment. You know, I've played with the bot a little bit, not very much, in Telegram, and you can send it a text and it will make a video of Trump speaking or Elon Musk speaking or something. And the way I see it is mostly entertainment. We had someone come in, but they left, but that's okay. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, on to the next topic. This is more of an NFT market kind of question. It's about open editions. Will the price of open editions go to zero? That's one prediction. And then I think just a general prediction. Are we going to see more open editions in 2023, or are we going to see less than 2022? Vinny, you get to start.
I don't know. I feel like, especially because there is a move towards lower price point NFTs, that there might be a renaissance here for open editions. So I'm going to say yes. I'm seeing an increase in open editions in 2023.
Right on, right. See, you do know. There's no I don't know here.
You do know. Well, I'm closing my eyes and touching my crystal ball. And I'm seeing
we'll get into that next week. Okay, Alexandra?
Are they going to go to zero? That's a tough one. I mean, based on some tweets, all NFTs are going to zero. But I've asked a question yesterday. Do tools shape the art, or does art shape the tools? And actually, this was a lot on my mind, because ever since Manifold released this opportunity to self-cater the open editions, I've been seeing a lot of them coming out. And I'm just wondering and thinking, like, what caused the trend? And, you know, if some new tool comes out, maybe that will be like the next big thing. But I definitely, as a price mechanism, I see the allure of open editions. Like, you're not pressured to sell out. You get sort of like a feeling for the demand for your art. So there are many benefits about it.
So more or less next year.
More or less next year.
Yeah, like, so more or less used, let's say, as a tool.
I mean, probably more, because it's just picking up the trend, and there weren't that many ways for people to do it unless they could like program the functionality themselves. So I think more tools, more people coming into the space, more artists experimenting with different formats of sales. So maybe more.
Very good. Yeah, more. So I agree. I think more. I think it's, yeah, like you said, it's a tool. I think we'll see more of it. I don't know if it's going to be the trend of 2023 or not. I haven't decided that. We might ask that later. But yeah, I think we'll see more of it. There's more tools. It seems to be catching on as a thing. And yeah, let's see where that goes. Like you said, it has some advantages and disadvantages. All right. Alexandra and Vinny, do you have any special techniques to make your prediction? How do you come up with your predictions?
You know, like the Malcolm Gladwell's book Blink, like after you've spent tens of thousands of hours thinking about like the industry, it sort of like subconsciously comes to you as a vision.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe my pink sunglasses have like a special vision.
Why, it's my addiction to crypto newsletters and magazines, of course.
Okay, so your addiction helps you predict, and just being around NFTs for so many hours helps you just get visualizations of the future. Is that right?
Yeah.
Does that sum it up?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm working on being able to predict things in my dreams, but that's still a work in progress.
Right on, right on.
And anyway, the lottery numbers are what I'm hoping to see there.
That would be interesting. Let us know if you figure that out.
Or your seed phrase. I'll take that as well.
That would be good. Okay, let's go for it. Then get your visualization engine going. Okay, then we'll do one that, you know, you need to really use that power for. Okay, what will the Bitcoin and the Ethereum price be this time next year? So we have 22nd of December 2023. Alexandra.
No, I'm first. Oh my god.
Well, we only have two oracles that showed up, so it's 50% chance.
I know. The odds are against me.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, first of all, NFA. This is a tough one. I think actually, like, I think we're still gonna be bearing for like at least almost a year, and maybe by next winter we're gonna see like going up back to the 20s, but that's like, you know, a random guess. And then in terms of Ethereum, I think it's definitely going to be following proportionally the pattern.
Okay, but give us a number. Give us the prediction.
Okay,
show.
Fine. I get an Akamoto Pepe if I predict within 5K. Okay, so I think that Bitcoin will be around, I don't know, back to maybe 25, and Ethereum maybe like back to around 2K.
Okay, great.
Two and a half, three. Yeah.
Don't panic. 25,000, not $25. Don't panic.
Who knows?
And of course, the whole show is not financial advice. It's 100% entertainment, and you might get some really alpha information out of it. But just as a disclaimer, just treat it as entertainment. Okay, Vinny, give us an exact prediction. None of this wishy-washy diplomatic stuff.
All right, I'm going in the opposite direction. I think Bitcoin at 9,999, and I think Ethereum at 400.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Bear Vinny in the house. Ethereum 400 at 22nd, 12, 2023. This is great. I love it.
I'm writing that Bear down Vinny. Right now. See what happens with my Pepe diction.
Yeah. So, how short are you right now?
I'm fairly sure. And just going off of what we've seen with super cycles, I do think that 2024 is going to be excellent. But it's only excellent after, you know, less excellent happens.
I like that. It's only excellent after less excellent happens. That's a very nice way to put it. But I was asking, how short are you? If you are short Ethereum, do you know what I mean? Are you betting? Do you have a bet that the Ethereum price is going down right now? Do you have a financial interest in trying to make us bearish?
No, but I do have a limit order, so.
I knew there was something. All the way down at 400?
I have one limit order at $900 and then another limit at 400.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
Not financial advice. Get those wick.
Not financial advice. We've got some traders in the house. Got the limit. That is a good, that's actually... So anyone listening, if you don't know what she just said, you need to learn it. That's actually really not bad trading tactics. You could lose everything if you did what I just said, but that's not bad. That's not a bad way to do it.
Well, and not going to lie, over the summer, Xcopy had tweeted out about how their limit order went in, and I think it was just under 1,000 over the summer. So yeah, limit orders are a great way to go. Don't even have to obsess over the market.
There you go. Sit it, set it, and forget it. Right. You learn all kinds of things on the OG show. Okay, I'm going to predict that the whole year is like really dreaded sideways, which is kind of gets people bearish, but I don't think we'll see a huge move. We'll see maybe like days where it's panicky in either direction, but I don't think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be 17,000 next December, and everyone's just going to get tired of the whole market, and that's just going to be the kind of year it is. But let's see. But that's my prediction for Bitcoin. So that would mean Ethereum is like $1,200 and Bitcoin is about $17,000. Write it down. All right, on to the next one. Will Elon Musk sell Twitter before the end of 2023? Vinny, you're first now.
Oof. I feel like that assumes, in the words of Elon, that he'll find a sucker dumb enough to buy it off of him. I'm going to say, I'll say yes. He sells it at a great, great financial loss to him.
Right on. I like that you're getting succinct with the predictions. That's great. Alexandra, what do you think?
Just to have some diversity, I don't think so. Maybe he'll finally find a new CEO and sort of like step out and just continue tweeting. I mean, it makes sense for every billionaire to have their own media empire. And since all the magazine industries are kind of taken over, he can continue ranting about the space from Twitter.
Right on, right on. Okay, I'm going to go. Then I'm going to do the third option. I'm going to say, no, he doesn't sell it. And he just tweets a lot. It's just total ego. It's fun for him.
And I mean, he's going to continue doing that probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just, the way I see it now, I think the only way to get him to stop tweeting like he does so much is that if he sells it. But I think that probably he'll just keep it. And it's a good, you know, amplifier for whatever he wants to say so far. And he was using it like that when he didn't even own it, but now it's even bigger. All right. Related to Twitter drama, who will be banned from Twitter in 2023? And yeah, let's just say banned in general. They could be banned. Let's say they have to be banned for at least a week because he's been unbanning people a lot, but let's just say they have to be banned for at least a week. Alexandra?
Damn it, at least a week. I was about to say like half of us because like I see people being banned every second day. I mean, I can totally imagine, like, people from political parties, journalists. Yeah, I don't really have, like, a person in mind that I know that I think, hey, you, you're going to be bad. Theo, I think it might be you. I mean,
you stole my answer.
Oh, wow.
No, okay, JK. Wow, realistically, I see Stephen King getting banned from Twitter for more than a week. I don't know if you guys have been following, but Stephen King is just baller and very critical of Elon.
I think you're right. I haven't been keeping track, but I remember when he said something like, I'm not going to pay $7 for a blue check. And Elon said, yeah, all your books are shit anyway, or something like that. So, so I think that's a good pick.
That could happen this year as well.
That's true.
It could happen this year. Okay, knock on wood, I hope I'm not banned. I don't know what I did to get banned, but you never know, right?
Well, the oracles are here to tell you that you should be very careful.
Okay, well, give me some more details then. What do I need to be careful about? What am I doing?
I see something green, and I can't tell if it's going to be unbanned or will stay banned as a reaction on Twitter. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Something green? A Pepe?
Sorry, we can't say anymore. That's all that came to us.
That's all that came to you?
It's so funny, you guys were everything.
About this. You guys were talking about this pre-show, huh? I get it. You made your own backstage.
Psychically.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone that's here listening live. And if you're listening to the recording, thanks a lot. Make sure to follow me, TheoG_ on Twitter. And yeah, we were talking about the backstage. Yes, Theo G Show has a backstage for the guests. That's how elite and professional we are here at the OG
Show.
That's how we roll. So if you want to be a guest or you have a suggestion for a guest, then DM me and I'll consider it. They need to have, certain characteristics that I will accept them. But, we'll see. But, hit me up. All right, we're going into, let's see. All right, what will be the NFT trend of 2023? I have some options, but it could be another one, okay? Art one of one NFTs, PFPs, let's say utility, another word, community, or something else. So those are all catchphrases we've heard. So we got like art 101s, PFP, utility, community, generative art. What are some other catchphrases? There's tons of them. But what is going to be
GM.
Or another one? What's going to be the one from 2023? All right, Alexandra.
I start?
Well, you already started, so go for it.
Oh, I just said GM. But yeah, so... I personally, time to be serious. We don't have sound effects, but imagine me doing like a very serious sound. Time to be serious. I personally think that even though AI has been pumping the whole year, like something like Empress, mprops.ai, where they mix generative art and AI, so it's generated upon Mint based on sort of like your prompt settings. I definitely see potential there. I think that would be really cool. So I'm going to put my bet on that.
All right, Vinny, what's the trend?
I am predicting a rise in serial one of ones, which, anyone who doesn't know, that's basically where you use a generative algorithm to create a bunch of pieces and then each piece is hand touched up by the artist. So it's kind of a cool mix between generative art and one of ones, and I think that's going to be a much more affordable and like accessible way for artists to make a living in 2023.
It sounds like we're going towards like the mass production direction when we were talking about this, and then previously we were talking about open editions. I feel like technology is empowering artists to sort of like cater to a larger digital audience.
Yeah, and AI is going to be a part of that as well, you know?
I'm going to go the other direction. I think MS Paint and minting on Counterparty is the trend of 2023. All right, on to the next topic. All right, NFT NYC, what do you think? Will there be more or less attendance than in 2022? Vinny.
Now, quick question to qualify it. Are we including like the conference and the after parties or just the conference?
No. Yeah, good. Very good. I like the qualification. No, just the conference itself.
Oh, I'm seeing less attendance. And to be fair, you know, I go every year with a press pass for Super Rare Magazine, and by the second day, there's like no one there. So I think it's going to be even more of a ghost town. Maybe a couple of stragglers at the parties, but yeah, I see less.
Do you have an extra one of those? Because I don't feel like buying a ticket, and I don't feel like speaking, and I'm not going to be with a sponsor. So hit me up.
Okay, cool. Well, you might have to write an article for me, but you know, I'll be willing to work with you. It has to be a poem, though.
I don't even use AI. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting jobs live on the air. You heard it. All right, Alexandra, more or less attendance at the actual event?
That's a tough one. Well, just for the sake of avoiding echo chamber, I'm going to say more. I've also, similar to my colleague here on the stage, have not been paying for the tickets. I was always a speaker. But the truth is, there are more people coming into Web3. So every Web2 company needs to legitimize their new hires. So, and sort of like NFT NYC has offered opportunity for people who haven't spoken before to try for the first time, tell their stories. So, I mean, at least the friends of the speakers are going to show up. And I don't think they're going to be less speakers. I think it's going to continue being quite massive. Just because there's going to be an influx of more and more people coming into the space. And this is sort of like the first thing they hear about, because the amounts, like sort of like the hype they create around it in like the more traditional space is really big. And I've just been talking to someone, like people I speak to from Web2 companies, they consider it like a standard, like a high standard. They're like, oh, that guy, he spoke at NFT NYC. Do you know him? And I'm like, well, there are like 2,000 speakers. But like, anyway, I do think they're targeting a completely like different market, like maybe not what we would be interested in, but maybe more newcomers would be interested in, because all the other conferences, they're a bit more niche and specialized. So that's a hot take here.
That's really interesting. Totally could be. And they could also like lower the ticket price, or I don't know, a shitload more people could come.
Hope so, yeah.
But yeah, like I think it could very well be, like you said, they're giving a lot of speakers, that's been the model. Get a shitload of speakers and then hope their friends come. And if they keep doing that, then it might work. I was going to say less, but now after Alexandra, I'm just going to stay with less at the main one. Bear market going to be a little bit less, but maybe they adjust and there's more. And yeah, Vinny, I'm going to get with you about the media pass for sure. All right. I have a question first. Alexandra and Vinny, did you see or picture of the displays at NFT London of the art? Do you remember that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you saw it too, Alexandra?
Yes, we all saw that tweet.
Okay, great. So will the displays of the community art show at NFT NYC be better or worse than the NFT London displays? What do you think? Vinny?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to step up their game. I mean, one of my favorite things I noticed in 2022 was this dedication to actually showing digital art in a way that makes it look badass. And so, yeah, it's, I think it's going to have to happen if they want to stay cool in NYC.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of like also think like there's peer pressure now, and also who knows, there's going to be NFT Berlin, NFT Madrid.
Is there, so, is that same company?
No, I think now it's like local efforts, but what's stopping them?
Right, okay. Right, so I think it'll be better, but, you know, as we know, art is subjective, and so are the displays. And, you know, kind as funny as it is, they kind of grew on me, the, like, really bad display like that. I kind of want, like, a room like that with just really bad displays.
And yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to see that through the bad show.
It has a kind of, you know, bad taste appeal to it. You know, I think it would depend on what kind of artist displayed on it, but just basically, you know, a TV with a cart on it, and it's, the dimensions are completely fucked. It's like not using, it's a huge screen, but like it's only using like 30% of it. You know what I mean? It's like, and I kind of like that statement, you know. Also, everyone in the audience, if you do want to come on and you do have a prediction, I'm going to wait until more of the end of the show, and then I will have a chance for you to come on and make a prediction.
Or ask questions in the thread.
Or ask questions in the thread. Alexandra, I'll let you be responsible for checking the thread. All right. Okay, so I looked around, and with the help of Fanny, thank you very much, Fanny, she gave me this list from Metaversal on the Bankless email list or newsletter, and they gave some predictions, and I'm going to go through them, and we can agree or disagree or give our own version of the predictions of the predictions they talked about. So let's see here. Okay, here's one. The Polygon infrastructure stack will keep winning over big brands. So just to give context, Starbucks is going to use or is using Polygon. I think it launched. And I think some other brands are also using Polygon. So what do you think? Are there going to be more big brands using Polygon for their NFTs? Vinny, what do you think? Any prediction on that?
I think that's a yes. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, but Polygon and MasterCard are pairing up to create a debit card, like an NFT debit card. So, you know, yeah, sounds like Polygon is eating everybody's lunch.
All right. Alexandra, is Polygon eating your lunch?
Not yet. But I mean, they still have a lot of marketing money to splash big and win a lot of clients. But I think like down the line, we're going to see a lot more of separate sort of side chains and blockchains run in-house by companies. Like I'm seeing this already. Having conversations with some new infrastructures. So I think we're going to unfortunately see a bit more decentralization there.
So you mean in-house blockchains, you mean a private blockchain?
Yeah, well, it was just going to be a separate entity, but I think, yeah, people would want to have more and more control, especially when it comes to, I think they are doing, and again, this is like out of my pink sunglasses, but hot take, I think they're doing tests to see how well the market reacts to this new consumer product and service. But then if it's a success and they really want to scale their business, it would make sense to have a bit more control over the technology they're using.
All right. I can see that they might want that. That's true. My prediction is that, yes, more brands are going to use Polygon because it looks like it's that, you know, once a few use it, then others look at it as the thing to do. But my other prediction on top of that is the fees on Polygon are going to go up, because I don't see how that doesn't happen. Once a lot of, if one of these big brands that people actually use the product on Polygon, then it's not going to be cheap fees anymore, because that's just how it works. So then it's going to be, they're going to be thinking, well, why didn't we just use something else that also already has high fees, et cetera. So that's my prediction, is one of these things will be used, maybe Starbucks, maybe MasterCard, I don't know what. And if it's really used a lot, then the fees on, that's one of the attractions of Polygon, is that it has cheap fees, but you can't just automatically bake that in. If a lot of people use it, I think that the fees will go up. That's my prediction. All right, we have another comment, prediction on that newsletter. A few more NFT project acquisitions by huge companies. Okay, so will there be any more big acquisitions? So in, I mean, I'm just trying to think, huge companies. Okay, eBay bought Known Origin. Yuga Labs bought CryptoPunks and Meebits, but that's not really a huge company. Can you guys think of any huge, what do you think, there's going to be any huge acquisitions? And look in your crystal ball, what are they going to be for 2023? Vinny?
Oof, that's a tough one. I do feel...
Who's buying Super Rare? Who's buying Super Rare? Tell us, who's buying...
I think we should start a collector DAO to buy Super Rare right now. But yeah, I think the bear market is going to be really tough on a lot of these crypto startups who maybe got into the habit of overspending during the bull market. And we'll see what happens. I think there's a lot of need for funding, and that a buyout's probably going to make the most sense for a lot of these companies, since VCs are a little bit more conservative these days. As far as who, I don't know. If anything, as far as marketplaces, I feel like maybe Rarible or Foundation might be more up for grabs. I don't know who would be willing to buy OpenSea at this point. but given that they're being kind of shitty on royalties, I think they're finding ways to stay afloat, maybe not the right ways. So yeah, I would guess that, or maybe Object. Object would be a good buy, I think. But yeah, but by whom? I'm not sure. Probably Facebook or Google would buy something.
All right, Alexandra, who's buying and what are they buying?
Yeah, I mean, Google is notoriously known for starting and quitting new companies. But I was also thinking maybe like Facebook, but they, again, like they had such a big push like this year, and then they sort of like went completely disappeared. So I'm not sure how investors feel about whatever decisions they're making. But there are plenty of companies which are not household names that have a lot of money to spend. And I think next year the bear market is definitely going to be felt across the industry, and it would be a really good price point to buy out some of the market, either marketplaces or anyone else that sort of like has enough value for the company that's interested in entering Web3, whether it's sort of the infrastructure, the teams, the knowledge, the user base.
All right. Good question. I'm going to have to think about it. I don't have a prediction on this one, but I'm going to think hard. Also on the Metaversal Bankless newsletter list is the sentence, the prediction, the arrival of the next breakthrough NFT game. But I was asking myself, what is the first NFT breakthrough game? Do either one of you know?
I would guess Axie Infinity, though that's been problematic.
Oh, like,
yeah,
gaming.
That's correct, right?
It's the only one that I've heard called a breakthrough game. But I also feel like the creators of Axie Infinity are more likely to say that than others.
True, true.
Are they the ones that left the question?
I don't know. That's a good one. So, okay, what do you think? Okay, do you think there's going, okay, prediction. Do you think in 2023 there's going to be a breakthrough NFT game? And if so, describe it. Alexandra, you're on the hot seat.
Great. I do have a bit of a background in gaming, but I think that it's the focus is on the game, not the NFT game. It's a game, and I think like it takes years to make a really good game, and there are projects working on it. If they have had enough time to prepare something really truly special for next year, that's a question. It could be integration. I think like there has been enough time for an integration of NFTs to an existing successful game, but like to truly release, I think the audience has already been burned on the pyramid schemes, and as soon as the bear market hits, like they all go to zero because the games itself are not actually fun. It's just like a financial motivation. Like the true change is going to happen when the games are fun, and that's when the audience and the community is going to stay regardless of the price of Ethereum. So I think that's what's going to bring like a true revolutionary true revolutionary game.
But are we going to see one in 2023?
I don't know if we're ready for it. Like a truly blockchain-led project that's been working on a game had realistically 2 years, 3 years tops. I don't think we're ready for it.
Okay, we're not ready for it. Vinny?
I think we'll probably see some NFT game cash grabs in 2023, but a breakout successful Web3 game, I agree. I don't see it happening next year.
All right. Okay, you heard it here first. No breakthrough NFT game next year, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. All right. Hey, Vinny, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go for the long shot underdogs, the Cleveland Browns.
All right, Cleveland Browns. Alexandra, what do you think?
This is a really funny question because I don't think I've watched Super Bowl ever in my life. So I'm just going to like look at the history and like name the first team I see. How about Cincinnati Bengals?
That's possible.
Good.
Actually, I don't have current outlook of the teams, but they were in the Super Bowl last year. Okay. Who's going to win the European Premier? Who's going to win the English Premier League? Vinny, any ideas?
The New York Knicks.
Okay, the English Premier League is not basketball.
And the New York Knicks don't win shit. I forgot to look this one up. English Premier League.
I didn't give this one. This is not on the script. I just gave this one, just throwing you for, you know, we're going to get some alpha sports predictions. We're going to get some bets going. So give us a good one. So we got Cincinnati Bank. We know to place bets on Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl. If we lose, we're coming for Alexandra.
That's right.
And so now I know that you're expert in English Premier League, English soccer, right? Football, they call it. So who's going to win that?
I'm going for Newcastle.
Any team. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Newcastle. Huge
underdog.
They
have a good track record.
It might not even be mathematically possible, but who knows? Let's go for it. All right. But at least, ladies and gentlemen, here on the OG show, we give real predictions. None of this wishy-washy diplomatic shit. We actually give predictions. All right. Okay. Another hot topic. Alexandra, who's going to win the U.S. election? Any ideas?
Oh, my God. In 2024?
Yeah, but the election... Yeah, well, okay, we're doing... That shit, yeah, damn it. Yeah, let's just do it for 2024. Yeah, who's going to win then?
Oh, my God. I mean, who's going to be alive?
the ghost of Joe Biden.
There we go.
I don't want to jinx it for, you know, I don't want to even say his name. Who else is there? So I think, can I just say Joe Biden and, like, we stick to that?
You can. I like. I'm gonna go with Ghost of Joe Biden. I like that. That's great. I think we have the Ghost of Joe Biden now. So I think that it's just gonna be no change. I mean, you know, U.S. politics is just fucking crazy. It's like you have like batshit crazy or senile Manchurian candidate. That's gonna be basically the choice, the two choices you have.
And I know, and they keep getting older somehow.
They keep getting really old. Yeah, I don't know. So,
it's like, can we have a hot president again? Like, that'd be cool.
Oh, there we go. See, we're getting Empress Trash predicts The Rock 2024.
Yes. Oh my God, I was gonna say that as a joke, but also if he ran, I'm so there.
Well, there have been celebrities, you know, actors that have won. I mean, Ronald Reagan, Trump, you know, who knows?
It's true.
So why not, right? Maybe Oprah's going to run. She was talking about it before, you know, so we do have
celebrities. What's the worst thing that can happen?
It already has happened. So.
There's a lot of bad things. Jesse Ventura, I mean, who knows? You know, we got... Why don't they do like Oprah Winfrey and Jesse Ventura as vice president? That would be great. That's what I think. So that's my prediction for 2024. Oprah wins and Jesse Ventura is the vice president. There we go. Who wouldn't vote for that, right? All right, ladies and
gentlemen. Our president is a former actor. So, I mean, anything is possible.
There you go. All right. Well, actually, okay. So, Vinny and Alexandra, what are your predictions? Do you give us a prediction for next year that you haven't already told us? Vinny?
Let's see. Just like anything rando?
It's not random. It's actually something that you have opinion. But
we have a very consistent theme here.
We sure do.
What's the consistent theme?
I predict some jail time for SBF, but no jail time for BAYC.
Okay, good. That's great because I wanted to ask about Yuga Labs. So BYC, so no jail time. No jail time for Yuga Labs, but jail time for SBF.
Yeah.
That's your... In 2023. Jail time or prison time?
Whichever one is harder.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's going to be in, like, VIP treatment either way, but I would say prison is harder. So he'll get sentenced in 2023 then.
Yeah, and just say okay, he's definitely starting a polycule wherever he ends up.
All right. Well, we didn't ask for that prediction, but we have a bonus, ladies. We've got a bonus prediction. Just, you know, you cannot erase that idea out of your mind now. All right, Alexandra, your turn. Give us one.
Oh dear. Again, NFA, but I think that a lot of sort of like, especially art blogs, generative early collections are scarce, just like Bitcoin. And I think that they're going to solidify their value along with other historical collections. And just based on the amount of funds I'm seeing show up this year, I think they're all going to go to vaults and get locked up. So I think definitely quality NFTs are going to retain their value consistently, while some others might be having a hard time.
All right, you heard it here first. There's some real good predictions going on. Okay, we're going to take a call from Kirkit14. Get ready. Here we go. This is just like live radio call-in. He's connecting or she's connecting. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Give us your prediction.
I was going to say Elon Musk for president.
Elon Musk for president? Okay. Is he a U.S. citizen?
Nah, I don't think so.
then that's not going to work. That's not going to work. You got to be born in the USA, as far as I remember. So it's a little bit complicated in the US. That's the whole thing with the Obama controversy, is like, was he born in the US and all this stuff. So you got to be born in the US. We've got some special laws because we do not want to be recolonized by England. And so that's where it comes from. And yeah. so we're so worried about that. There's no,
so the real prediction, I'm going to say, I don't want to say his name, but I'm sure he's going to come back. And everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Did this person just sell out their NFT drop?
No, I haven't sold out anything yet. But I'm scared of that stuff. So I don't want to cancel.
Okay. Do you have any more, you know, exact predictions for us? Like, we want some, like, you know, give us an exact prediction. Like, this is going to happen next year.
I think crypto is going to do much better than this year. That's what I feel.
All right. Thanks so much, Cricket. Crypto is going to do much better.
Thank you. Follow me from Cricket.
Right on. Okay. Thank you. All right. Alexandra, where can we find you if we want to get in touch with you? What do you want to show today? Now's your time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can always find me, same username across most of the social platforms. You pronounce it Ala Perez. And I've had that handle for 12 years, and I just can't be bothered changing it. And I'm based in London. I work for Join XYZ. You probably see a lot of competitions and contests sponsored or supported or powered by us. So if you have a cool community project you want to run and you need help executing it, DM me and get in touch. Kisses.
There you go. Kisses live on the OG show. Vinny, where can we find you? What do you want to show today?
Hey, again. I'm Vinny the Snail across all of my channels. I just dropped a class on Class 101 that's about all of the applications of NFTs across many, many industries that you can find in my link tree if you're interested in learning about capabilities of NFTs outside of just the arts. And it is my Christmas end of year goal to mint my first poetry NFT. So keep an eye out.
Uh-oh. Watch out. Keep an eye out for that. I don't know anything about it. That sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the recording. The OG Show is every Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2100 Central European Time.